Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Avila moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila scores. Harrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrell moves to third. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Colavito moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it, throws to second, with Hunter covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Power reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brewer moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Held fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Held. Brewer scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Runnels moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLish moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. McLish moves to third. Harrell moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLish tags and scores. Harrell tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrell scores. Minoso scores. There goes Colavito trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Don Budden. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Williams reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4 Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Held is hit by the pitch. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna pinch hits for Murray Wall. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.